Somerset County Council have announced today that Sheila Wheeler has left the authority with effect from last Friday.
Has she been paid off?
An agreement has come, a mutual compromise agreement has been reached, in which Sheila has been given 3 months' notice, which is the legal minimum notice period. Around about £40,000 worth of money has been paid to Sheila in lieu of notice.
What were the circumstances then of her departure?
Well, I can't say too much, unfortunately, because there are a number of legal issues and agreements which have been reached. But what I can say is that complaints were made. Complaints were thoroughly investigated against individuals. And on two occasions, there were found that no complaints were upheld. So no complaints were taken forward.
What were the nature of the complaints?
Sorry to say, I can't go into detail at this time.
And was Sheila Wheeler the subject of the complaint, or did she make the complaint?
I'm sorry, again, I can't go into that much detail at this time.
And you said there were individuals. How many individuals?
More than one is all I can tell you.
And were they council employees?
I can't go into all that detail at this time.
Now, you mentioned that she'd been paid £40,000. Is that on top of what she's already been paid during the time that she's not been in office?
Yes, obviously Sheila has been out of post since around about the middle of November. So yes, the 3 months is in addition to what she has been paid.
And was she on full pay during that time?
She was on full pay, yes.
And can you confirm that she was on around about £160,000 a year?
That's right.
Why all the secrecy about this?
Well, obviously, as I said, a number of complaints were made. These complaints needed to be investigated. And obviously, we have a duty to our employees to actually investigate them as personnel issues are raised. And they had to be investigated fully. They were investigated fully twice, once by a QC, owing to a government process which had to be followed. The QC had to investigate. That took a little bit of time. And obviously, we can't disclose personal information.
How much does all this cost the taxpayer then?
Well, we haven't quantified the full costs at this moment in time, but obviously, yes, there were some more costs involved with the investigations and the appointment of the independent QC.
Now, we hear a lot about democracy from Somerset County Council. How democratic has this been, considering that council taxpayers have been in the dark for months?
Well, this process has been through two full council meetings. We've obviously given as much information as we can, but we have to respect we're talking about employees, and I'm sure you wouldn't like your personnel information in the public domain. So we have to respect that confidentiality.
Was the final parting a resignation or a dismissal?
It was a mutual agreement.